Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Layup Lines podcast. I'm Michael Chapman, joined as always by Seth Horton and Nick Velasquez. Now, guys, we're in the middle of the NCAA March Madness tournament, but before we get into the Division I men's bracket, I want to get a little bit into the Division II women's bracket. All right. Union played in the Elite Eight on Monday, and Chelsea Shumpert, especially in the first half, I mean, she hit three threes from literally behind the NBA three-point line.
She was dropping bombs, bro.
Yeah, no, she was killing. She definitely was killing.
Oh, yeah. And then the defense just played phenomenal the whole game, yeah. Especially the last couple of minutes. We didn't have to dwell on
points. No, no. Well, the defense was not phenomenal.
We played really well the first half.
Yeah. We played well the first half.
Yeah,
and then
fair.
They started
a 20-0 run.
Yeah, like we that's wasn't fair. Hitting nothing. They was making everything and easy layups to the basket. I wouldn't say it was phenomenal the whole night, but
it was really good a lot of the night at least.
Hey,
They did what they did. They did what they needed to do to hang on.
There we go.
We played a team that averages 92 a game, and we gave up 70 points. So
I know, but if we
defense
just
played pretty well,
we just kept locking in.
Yeah.
Had we played the first half like we played the second half, they probably would have scored more than
they would have got their 90.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. You're right. But I mean, the first half defense was great, and then down the stretch, Bria made an incredible block with like 20 seconds left, and
that was
Sarah,
a grown woman's block.
Yeah, Sarah made a good play to kind of seal the game and get some free throws. But
also, I just want to say there was one play where Chelsea like broke someone's ankles in traffic and just like comes up, double clutches a layup, and I was just like, someone signed this woman to an NBA contract. Let her go one-on-one with D-Rose. I don't care.
With D-Rose?
D-Rose. That's the first name you come up with.
That's the first
name. Boy, she would crush D-Rose right now.
Like, what you want me to say, LeBron?
Yeah.
No. Nathan Chester claims that he beat – that Chelsea can't beat him one-on-one.
Does he have video evidence?
Oh, my
God. I have not seen video evidence. I want to see this matchup.
Yeah, Nathan Chester played me one-on-one and hacked – the holy crap out of me. But
no,
he still didn't win. He still didn't win.
Yeah. I mean, of course he didn't.
Playing street rules?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah. What was the final? Like 11-9 or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Were y'all playing a bucket is 1 point and a three is 2 points?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that really put you at a little bit of an advantage because you're a really, really strong three-point shooter.
I think I only hit like three threes on them. The rest were ones.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What were y'all playing to, you said?
11.
11? Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
I mean, it was more like I just walk in the gym. Yo, Chestnut, let's play one-on-one.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I need to get you one-on-one. I might score a bucket.
You guys all can line up on the baseline, and I'll just go through you guys one by one. Like, we could do it that way.
Yeah, no. I would be happy if I lost 11-2. I would be thrilled.
But nah, we won't do that.
I could maybe get one like post move on you. And then get lucky with a mid-range jumper because you're playing me so far off. But
yeah. Chad, I had to break this to you, but your mid-range jumper is complete trash.
I said get lucky, okay? I can free throw line, I can hit like 28%, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
It's only like 15%
see,
below.
Here's the thing.
I'm
not going to embarrass myself. No. I'm gonna stick to 2K and just keep a close game.
Speaking
hopefully.
Of 2K, next episode in 2 weeks after spring break, we'll have the results of sports writers versus basketball players 2K tournament.
It's gonna happen. Oh yeah, no, the basketball players have been waiting for a good 2.5-3 weeks now, but the sports writers have just been MIA.
Yeah, no, that's
we've been dodging
fault.
You.
I've been out. Yeah. I've been out of town.
Yeah, no, we've been practicing up.
I intentionally left town. Here's
the thing.
This tournament.
The week we were supposed to do it, I was playing online 2K, just getting ready, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Dropping bombs on kids, but like, it just never came around.
Yeah, no, it's happening Thursday though.
All right, so tomorrow. Wait, what's today?
Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday?
Today's Tuesday. If you're listening to this, it's Friday, but we recorded it a few days early because we wanted to get some March Madness in.
Speaking of March Madness.
March Madness.
Kill me.
Makes me mad. And happy. It makes me mad and happy, too.
Yeah. I mean, this has been one of the craziest tournaments I've ever seen. UNBC. Yeah.
We're not talking about that.
What?
We're not talking about
We're not talking.
I mean, we have to, Seth, but I don't want
Seth
to.
Seth finally claimed his allegiance to Virginia after a 20-year co-allegiance thing that he had going with Virginia and South Carolina.
See,
I thought you went South Carolina.
I did go South Carolina. I was gonna let him. I was gonna let him think whatever he wanted to think.
Oh, okay. So you aren't sad even. You're not sad about this.
I can't say that I'm sad.
Well, they're not even in the tournament, so
I can't.
Yeah.
We'll just put it that way.
Yeah, right there with Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I'm just about to say. Yeah, thank you for filling that in for me. Right there with Vandy.
Yeah, UCLA at least made it. To
yeah, they had
even
a playing
they
game.
It to the first round.
They had a no. They did make it to the first round. They didn't make it to the second round. Playing games is the first round.
Not anymore. They call the like round of 64 the first round now.
Technically, yeah, well, that's true, but also March Madness begins with the playing games.
Yeah, I mean, it does.
So
it does. Y'all played in the NCAA tournament, even if y'all didn't make it to the round of 64.
Yeah, no, it's all right, though.
I mean, if the Chinese government hadn't gotten involved, y'all probably would have been in the Sweet 16. But
yeah, we didn't have some thieves.
Yeah.
LiAngelo!
I mean, it was like three of y'all's players, wasn't it?
It's been a while since we talked about the balls on this podcast, man.
Yeah, no, it's been...
It's been a minute. What were you saying, chap? I interrupted you entirely.
I don't remember.
I'm not sorry. I just want you to know that.
So UNBC beat Virginia in the first round.
Yeah, first 16 seed ever.
To beat a one seed.
That,
you know, I saw the score at halftime. It was, what, 21-21?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, Virginia's got this. It's whatever.
It's a slow start.
Yeah.
All of Virginia's games are a slow start. Yeah.
They will have this in hand, though. And then I was watching another game, and they, like, put an update on the screen. Like, UNBC is up by 11 with, like, 13 minutes left. And I'm like, oh, crap. I'm turning this on to watch Virginia's comeback, right? Virginia did not have a comeback in them in that game. They couldn't score.
Yeah, you just kept thinking, like, when was it coming? When was it coming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you look around, number 33, whoever that was, hit a three from the corner with, like, 4 minutes left to put them up by 17, and you're like, they're not coming back. But.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Virginia struggles with three-point shooting teams. Like, teams that can shoot the three and, like, hit it consistently, Virginia kind of struggles with when their offense isn't clicking.
Yeah.
No, like, Virginia locks up. Like, that's what they're known for.
Mm-hmm.
But they was just scoring at will.
Jarius Lyles.
He was scoring at will, taking tough shots.
Oh, yeah.
That little point guard, the little 5'9 dude, 5'8 dude.
Or whatever.
Yeah, he was getting to the rack. I mean, it was ridiculous. I couldn't believe it.
I didn't think Jarius Lyles could miss in the second half.
No.
He was, I mean, UNBC put up 50 points on Virginia in one half. That was probably the craziest game I've ever seen. And will go down as one of the two biggest upsets in college basketball history, right up there with Virginia's other upset loss back in the 80s.
Are you talking about NC State?
No, it was like an NAIA school that beat them. It was like
actually,
in December.
No.
I think it was Union.
I know who it was. It was Chaminade.
That's who it was. Couldn't remember the name.
Hawaii's finest D2 program beats Rouse.
No, it was NAIA at that point. It was not even D2.
Oh, my fault.
Might be D2 now, but...
No, yeah, they are. They host the Maui Invitational.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, Virginia, Wow. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So.
You're right.
Virginia just can't win when they're good.
No.
Yeah, true. True, true.
Can we talk about Arizona real quick, please?
Oh, because let's. Because
Arizona, I had as a Final Four team. I thought they had it all. They had the star big man. They had people getting to the rack and people could shoot it. They had a decent point guard. Their coach is under hot water. He was going to rally the team together. They was going to the Final Four. And Buffalo hit every three they took.
Yeah, that was a game I didn't even, because I was on the road during that game and a different game was on the radio. So I didn't see that until the final score. And it was like Buffalo beat Arizona by 20.
Yeah.
And my bracket was just completely busted at that point.
Yeah.
Because there were some other ones too.
Like, I had Arizona losing in the Sweet 16 to Virginia, but I was debating on who would win that game, and the winner of that game I had winning the national championship.
Which one? When they played who?
Arizona and Virginia in the Sweet 16.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, whoever wins that is going to win
it. I had Arizona beating that, and then I had Arizona winning it.
And then they both lost in the first round.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
But neither game was close.
Yeah. They were both 20-point games.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, you look at the South bracket right now remaining. We've got a 9 seed. We've got a 5 seed. We've got an 11 seed.
Loyola Chicago, baby.
I picked Loyola to beat Miami, but I didn't think they stood a chance against Tennessee.
I had them losing to Miami, and they won on a buzzer beater. I was like, are you serious?
It was .3 left. Miami could have done something.
Oh, yeah, .3. That's just enough to get a shout out.
They have won both games by 1 point.
But, yeah, they won the Miami game by 2. They were down by 1.
You're right.
They hit a 3.
I was reading this wrong.
That was like the 6th game of the day. My bracket was still perfect. I was stressing out. It was on the radio. That was the game that was on the radio, and when they hit that buzzer beater, man, I had to pull over. I was so excited. My bracket was still perfect, and then everything went to crap.
Yeah, for real though.
I'm second to last in our Cardinal and Cream group.
I'm third to last,
and Nick is fourth to last.
So how many people are there? I'm mid-brackets right now. You guys are bottom. I'm mid-bracket. I'm lower mid-bracket.
Well, I mean, you're actually tied with Austin for fourth.
So yes, exactly.
4 out of 8. So you're exactly right in the middle.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Austin does have over double the possible remaining points that you do. But
nah, it's okay. He'll lose those real quick if it keeps going the way it's going.
You're right.
Hopefully.
You're right. Gracie Sloan is in first place for no reason. I don't.
Congrats
think she's ever,
to Gracie.
She's never watched basketball. I see when that kind of stuff happens.
I know. Trust me.
But
girls just be picking all the highest seeds to advance, and
she has one team left in her Final Four.
Really?
She had Creighton in the Final Four, I think.
What?
No, that was Suzanne. She's in last place.
You're just gonna do Suzanne like that, man?
I'm glad you're beating her, chap. I'm glad you're beating her.
Appreciate it.
Creighton in the Final Four. Wow.
She has a friend named Creighton.
She has a friend.
Look, it's not like we're doing much better than she is.
Yeah.
You're right.
How much possible points remaining does she have?
Only 47. So she is distinctly in last in both total points so far.
She's screwed.
So.
She's screwed. But like also, so am I.
The two of you guys are like 5 and 7 points ahead of me, but I've still got 20 more points possible remaining than y'all. So this is going to be really, really close between the three of us.
Yeah,
and I'm mad because we're tied for the third most correct picks. Yeah, but you just have more points than I do.
It's ridiculous. What's going on with these brackets this year is honestly ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, honestly, this was going to be a weird year anyway.
Yeah.
Just because it's probably the weakest one seeds.
Yeah, so many high seeds. Well, not high seeds, but in the rankings during the regular season, all were going down.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of parity.
Top 5 losses, more top 10 losses, more top 20.
Yeah, there was a lot of parity this year.
In
college basketball, so.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It was hard to pick, but I didn't think it'd be this crazy.
Yeah. I mean, when you've got a 16 beating a 1, that is the ultimate definition of parity in college basketball.
Yeah.
I just can't believe it.
Like, honestly. What, 16 seeds against 1 seed are like 1 in 35 now?
1 in 135.
1 in 135 is what I meant.
Yeah.
That's, wow.
UMBC, the only one to do it.
What is the percentage?
And then they turn around and lost to Kansas like State.
0.67% or something. 0.659%.
Are you doing that math in your head?
Yeah.
What?
0.659.
One?
Dude, I can barely count on my fingers. How are you doing this?
It's 0.0074%.
Seven. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Don't even act like you knew that.
No, I'm not saying I knew it, but I did. I was counting in thirds instead of halves from 100 to 200.
I don't even know what that means.
I do math in my head weird. I got like a 27 on trig in the ACT, and I had never taken a trig class, and I don't know how to do trigonometry.
Dude, I made a 19 on the math section, and that was like my lowest score. But
yeah, I made like a 20 on the math section.
I didn't even take the ACT.
How did you get into college?
SAT.
He's from Western U.S.
I mean, I took the SAT. SAT is bigger in Georgia than the ACT
really?
Is. Yeah.
Tennessee, it's super ACT. But
yeah,
like,
that's why I took the ACT. I was not going to take it until I started applying to a couple colleges in Tennessee.
Yeah.
But, no, I didn't even want to take the ACT.
I never took the SAT.
I did better on the ACT than I did the SAT. I made like an 1870 on the SAT, but I made like a 27 on the ACT. So
I honestly don't remember what I made.
All right, anyway, this is a sports
podcast. No, this is a sports podcast.
Not talking about ACT and SAT scores.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, this is the first time ever, though, that a region, this being the South region, has ever not had a top 4 seed go to the Sweet 16. Arizona got beat. Cincy got beat. UT got beat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Cincy got beat by Nevada.
Virginia.
And they was down 20.
22, I think, with like 11 minutes left.
Yes. And they came back and smoked it.
I don't understand what's going on. I don't know, man. I did so much research for all this. I did a whole bunch of analysis, and I'm just like, this is pointless. There's no point in this anymore.
Yeah. All right, how about this? Out of the teams that are left, who's going to the Final Four?
Whoever I pick's not going to make it. I already know that.
All right. I'm going Kentucky.
Of course.
I mean, maybe Nevada, but I think Kentucky is the best team in that.
Where's Kentucky?
And they're the
at?
Hottest team in the South.
They're in the South.
The messed up bracket.
I'm going to say Loyola Chicago.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, man.
Who do you have from the South?
From the South, I'm probably going to go Kentucky, too.
Okay.
I'd either go Kentucky or I would go with
Nevada.
Yeah. Nevada.
Yeah. Nevada, I think Nevada has a shot to beat Kentucky, but Kentucky's been really hot. They won the SEC tournament.
All right, what about from the East?
East, I think it's Nova all the way. After Purdue's season fractured its elbow, basically, in the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah, going to go Nova.
Texas Tech has been playing well, but I don't see them. Nova's playing.
This kid's got West Virginia.
I still have West Virginia in that bracket going to the Final Four, so I'm sticking with West Virginia.
Yeah, I had Purdue in my original bracket, and I would keep that had it not been for injuries.
Because West Virginia will hopefully turn them over and defend the three, and if they can do that, they can beat Nova.
Yeah. If you can defend the three effectively against Nova, they're extremely vulnerable.
Both of these teams have looked dominant in the first two rounds.
Yeah. And then
the West.
Going west.
West. My pick is still there. I've still got Gonzaga.
I have really? Gonzaga, again? But like,
you think they're going to back-to-back Final Fours?
They finally got over the hump, man. Once you get over the hump, you know how to win.
I don't know, man. I have Gonzaga, but I know if I say Gonzaga, they're gonna lose.
So say Gonzaga.
I'll say Gonzaga.
I got Michigan left in this region too. Yeah. So
and that I think that's gonna be a really good game.
Michigan was my second pick for that.
Yeah. So I'm gonna stick with Michigan.
Yeah. And then
Duke. It's a Duke year. Yeah. Duke's winning everything.
Midwest, I had Duke to begin with, and they've looked really, really strong in the first two rounds.
I really State. Don't like Duke.
Really?
I don't like Duke. So I'm going to go with Kansas.
I don't like Kansas.
I don't like Duke or Kansas, but it feels like a Duke year. Like, North Carolina won last year, so, you know.
Duke has to keep pace.
Duke has to keep pace.
That makes sense.
That does. That does. In, yeah. like, the college basketball gods, they always got to even them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think whoever, assuming it's Duke and Nova playing. Oh, wait.
Actually, who's oh, better wait, at free throws?
They would be playing each other in the championship.
Which team is better at free throws, Kansas or Duke? Do we know
why
this?
Why do you care about free throw percentage so much?
Talking about probably end-of-the-game situations, late-game situations. Yeah.
The basketball gods reward teams who make their free throws.
You're the stats guy. You admitted you're the stats guy.
I am
earlier.
The stats guy. I'll so find
they
this.
Would not reward us because we don't make free throws. And I'm talking about Union Bulldogs. But, yeah, no, I'm going Kansas. Kansas, I feel like Kansas hasn't even been in the Final Four lately. Like,
yeah.
They're due for one, so I'm going to go Kansas.
I just don't think the Big 12 is that strong, which, I mean, Kansas and West Virginia have both played really, really well, and Texas Tech. You know what? I'm probably just wrong about the Big 12 this year because all three of those teams have played incredibly well. I just want to
give a shout-out to Michigan State. Screw you. You guys you guys had that game against Syracuse. They barely got in the tournament. Jim Boeheim and Syracuse, they always do this, and I hate them. They always just sneak in the tournament, and then they end up going far, and I'm like, I should have known.
Jim Boeheim's a March coach, man.
He is. So is Tom Izzo.
I mean, Tom Izzo was, but, I mean, you had the loss to MTSU in the first round a couple years ago. You have the second round exit this year.
So their free throw percentages are effectively the same. It's 70.5% for Kansas and 70.9% for Duke. So
neither are particularly good free throw shooters.
Nah. But like Duke, because more free throws.
Yeah.
All right. There's that.
Yeah, I mean, Duke has the most talented team in the country for me, and they're finally starting to put the pieces together at the right time, it seems like. At least from the evidence of the first two rounds, which, granted, was against Iona and Rhode Island. So, once they play a team like Kansas or someone.
Also, real quick, can we talk about the Oklahoma-Rhode Island game?
Yes. Oh, I caught that one. I said Trae Young was losing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I picked Rhode Island in that, too.
But same.
My theory on that game is the Rhode Island shouldn't have been a 7 seed. They put them at a 7 seed because they wanted Oklahoma to have a shot to win and play Duke just for the ratings. And the only reason Oklahoma was even in the tournament was for the Trae Young ratings.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely.
There's at least three teams that I can think of in off the top of my head work. Who should have been in ahead of Oklahoma. One of them is in the same state.
All right. Okay. Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your other two?
MTSU and St. Mary's.
St. Mary's, huh? Of the West Coast Conference.
Yeah.
Nick, you sound like you got something to say about this.
Who did they beat this year?
I think they beat Gonzaga once.
Statistician? Can you confirm?
I'm looking it up. St. Mary's basketball.
Because I think the West Coast Conference, they have, especially Gonzaga, they have a considerable advantage that they can get some key wins during, like, before the regular season starts. But once the regular season starts, it's, like, smooth sailing for them.
Yeah. It's there's a couple of good teams, and by a couple, I specifically just mean St. Mary's and Gonzaga, who are good
most. They blew out New Mexico State, who did make the tournament.
St. Mary's?
Yeah.
Did they beat Gonzaga once? I could be wrong on that.
Did they play Gonzaga, bro?
They had to have played them. They're in the same conference.
Yeah, they beat them by three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Is that it?
Okay, see, they beat them once, and then they lost once.
Twice, I think.
Yeah. Nah, they only played twice.
Oh, okay.
Probably. What about the conference tournament?
Once in the conference tournament.
I don't see it up here, man.
I'm not sure. Was the loss the last game of their season?
Nah. Let Nick take a look at it.
They lost
too much time on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They lost to BYU in the conference tournament in the second round.
Oh, okay.
Look, let's be honest, man.
Okay, if they would have gotten to the conference final and lost to Gonzaga, they probably would have been in. But.
Yeah.
Chap, let's be honest. We didn't come in here with a great game plan.
I mean, it's March Madness, man.
Do you see how well this podcast is going?
It's March Madness, man.
Man, we take like a 3-week hiatus and we give the listeners this. We were talking about our ACT SAT scores for like 5 minutes.
I mean, hey, it's March Madness.
Right. Yeah, it is.
It is March Madness. It is.
Oh, dang it. I didn't think of anyone to put on trial this week.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that, too. And I thought about putting Virginia on trial for being a one seed.
They're guilty.
And they're guilty. Super guilty.
They're guilty. Like, it's not even a question.
They are guilty, and I'm frankly imposing a 4-year postseason ban.
That's not going to happen. That's really not going to happen, though.
If I were the judge.
Because you know they're going to come back next year. You know they're going to come back next year and be doing the same pack line defense that they always do and winning games.
Yeah, and then they'll lose in the second round.
Yeah, it's probably very possible.
They'll be a two or three seed. They'll play like a one seed all year, but the committee won't trust them as a one seed after this year.
No. They got to have a definite season.
Yeah. And they're not losing anybody, I don't think. They might have, like, one senior. But, I mean, no one on that team is quite good enough to be in the NBA. So, I mean, they've got pretty much everybody coming back.
Yeah. No. We're about to see, though.
As a preview for next year, the best college basketball recruit in the state of Tennessee is going to Vanderbilt. Top five in the country as far as point guards go. Darius Garland.
Where does he play?
He plays at Brentwood Academy right now. So he grew up as a Vandy fan.
Is that in Nashville?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going to Vandy.
He is. He's going to Vandy. He's going to lead us to 21 wins next season and a second round exit. I'm so excited.
Yeah, no, that does sound very promising, Chap.
I am so excited.
You guys really have a lot to look for.
And hey, it's going to be a competitive second round. We'll lose by 8. It'll be an 8-point loss against, I don't know.
You guys will probably be like a 7 seed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Seven
we'll play seed, Michigan though. State in the second round, lose by 8, and I'll be happy.
Yeah, we're about to see.
I am extraordinarily excited for next season. Even though Darius Garland is 100% going to be one and done, I will milk next season for all that it's worth. Man. I only wish Luke Kornet was here for this.
He was a senior this year, huh?
He was a senior last year.
What is he doing right now?
He is on the super, super bench for someone. An NBA team.
Are you sure it's not a G League team?
I think it was Charlotte.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Because he was playing with Frank Kaminsky.
Yeah, he's literally a worse version of Frank Kaminsky. Can't play defense. And good score for a 7'2", uncoordinated white guy. Yeah.
Chuck, I want you to know, Vanderbilt had the 52nd best draft class this past year.
recruiting class?
Or recruiting class. I'm sorry.
52nd?
Yeah, they were 52nd.
This year?
Yeah.
This upcoming year?
No, this past, like, this past year, this past season. I want you to know, Virginia was 98th.
Okay.
So, like...
So, what you're saying is, we could be as good as Virginia next year, or better.
And loses one seed, I mean, that's...
You could, you know, be a one seed and lose to a 16 seed.
If we make it to the second round, we were better than Virginia this year.
That's fair.
That's a fair statement.
Second round, lost to Michigan State.
If you guys have a 30-win season and get a one seed like Virginia, I know you're going to be talking a lot of trash to us. But if they lose in the first round, the whole podcast will be dedicated to Vanderbilt blowing it and being the second one
seed.
Absolutely. You're not even going to be here next year. I don't want
to
hear
it. I'm
calling in. Like, you guys are going to phone call me, and we're going to do a phone interview. And I'm going to talk about Vandy.
Will we even be able to call you next year? It's going to be like international rates.
No, I'll pay it. I'll pay the fees. I'll pay the fees. Whatever you want me to pay, I will pay.
Tyree's nice to me. That's why I'm bringing him on next year, man.
Just call me when they lose in the first round as a one seed. Nick, I will pick up. anytime, too. Like, just I'll leave
my
phone.
In the middle of a game.
Yeah, no, I'm going to leave my phone on loud. So if you call me, I'll pick up.
You're just the entire tournament next year. You're going to have the phone in your shorts pocket while you're playing professional basketball.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, man.
Waiting for Vanderbilt to lose.
If Vanderbilt loses. Yeah, what are we going to do if Vandy doesn't make it?
Oh, no.
If Vandy doesn't make it to the tournament next year, this is where I'm willing to put up frosted tips, Seth.
Are you going to put up frosted tips?
If you do it.
See, I can't do that, though, because, like, Vandy's a much, much better basketball team than South Carolina is.
How about this? How about if Vandy doesn't make it to the tournament, I get frosted tips. If USC doesn't make it to a bowl game, you get frosted tips.
Ooh.
No, we cannot. We cannot call it USC because that is University of Southern
Junior.
California.
I'm sorry. South Carolina.
Yeah. It's South Carolina or USC Junior.
Yes.
And I accept that. What
you
do you think? Is this a
fair? Just to a bowl game?
I'll take it, man. Shake on it right here.
No,
this is easy money.
Come on, Chad. You know South Carolina's going to make it to one of them bowl games. Like,
all we had to do is go, like, you know, 500.
Yeah, no, they're going to go to the Hawaii bowl game. Anybody goes to that one? Like,
they've got to get 6 wins. I'm confident that they'll get 6 wins, but I'm more confident in Darius Garland. Darius Garland's going to get hurt first game of the year.
I was just thinking that. Like, like, this guy's really about to get hurt early in the year.
Can I get insurance on this? Can I pay you $5 to say if Darius Garland gets hurt, all bets are off?
$10.
Wait. 7.5. I'll swipe for you twice.
I'll swipe.
No. I'll go $7.50, man. That's minimum wage right there.
Right.
I'll take it.
All right. Insurance.
Yeah, no, talking all this into existence, you might get hurt.
Boy, I'm so glad this is on the podcast, too. This is the second ill-informed bet of the school year.
Hey, this is not ill-informed, my friend. Darius Garland is going to be an honorable mention for an all-night
star
team.
Diaper dandy.
This boy is going to be AP All-American honorable mention.
How healthy is his ACL? I just want to know.
I've got insurance on that.
He's
I have
a diaper dandy, baby.
Okay. All right, man.
I don't care how healthy his ACL. I mean, I do care.
He's a superstar, baby. Shout out my boy, Dickie V.
Good old Dickie V.
Now, how many games does he have to miss for this insurance to cover it? 10 games? Does that seem fair?
It depends on what point in the season. So if he gets hurt early in the season, if he misses 10 games. If it's late in the season, like SEC tournament, and he misses like the SEC tournament, I'll give you that.
Okay, cool, cool. So
because tournaments mean a lot.
10 games or SEC tournament.
Yeah, 10 games cool. or SEC tournament.
Cool, I like it. I like the conditions of this bet. Do you want any insurance on, like, Debo Samuel?
No, I'm good, man. I'm okay. good. I'll rock Frosted Tips, man.
Okay, okay.
I'll make it look
no.
good.
Oh, no, what did... Just put up Frosted Tips.
You put up Frosted Tips, bud.
Without thinking about it. Okay.
Allie's going to be so mad at you. Didn't We're you make a promise not to do this anymore?
We're not telling Allie. We're not telling Ted. Ted's going to find out Ted's if Andy doesn't out. Make the tournament. Allie doesn't have to find out at all. She'll be gone.
I am going to, like, take pictures and send it to Allie. If Vandy doesn't make the tournament, I'm taking pictures and sending it to her.
Well, everybody, we'll see you in 2 weeks for another episode of the show.
Yeah, let you know how that 2K tournament went,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, let's go. Absolutely. And we'll see you this time next year for Chap with Frosted Tips.
Conceding defeat, man.
Thanks for listening, guys. I hate myself.